feed inflation, prices soar for hamburgers, bacon, ribs, chicken, baby food, and peanut butter. By John Carney on October 13, 2021. Putting food on the kitchen table got more challenging for American households in September, inflation data released Wednesday showed. The price of food at home jumped 1.2% in September, a historically huge gain for a single month and three times the inflation rate recorded in August. Compared with a year ago, the price of food at home is up 4.6%, the Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index indicates. The price hikes are not a reflection of what Fed officials have referred to as base effects, meaning data showing a large price jump due to depressed prices in the past. A year ago, prices were also rising quickly, with food at home showing a 4.1% increase. Compared with September of 2019, before the pandemic struck, prices of food at home are up 8.8%. The price hikes were spread throughout the aisles of the grocery store, with all six major food group categories registering higher prices. The index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 2.2% over the past month and 10.5% compared with a year ago. The index for fruits and vegetables rose 0.6% in September, a larger increase than the 0.2% increase reported in August, and is up 3% compared with a year ago. The index for cereals and bakery products rose 1.1% over the month and 2.7% over the past year. Some of the biggest jumps on an annual basis. Ground beef, plus 10.6%. Steaks, plus 22.1%. Bacon, plus 19.3%. Pork roasts, ribs, steaks, plus 19.2%. Chickens, plus 17.1%. Fresh fish, plus 10.7%. Eggs, plus 12.6%. Peanut butter, plus 6.2%. Apples, plus 7.8%. Ham, plus 7%. Baby food, plus 4.4%. Taking the family out to eat also got more expensive. The indexes for restaurant meals, including full service and fast food eateries, rose 0.6% in September. The prices of full service meals are up 5.2% compared with a year ago, while prices of limited service meals, fast food places, are up 6.7%.